Move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2516 for Roxana Apartments LLC for 42 multifamily units within the CR1 zoning district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the CR1 zoning district permits residential uses at a density of up to 12 units an acre, provided that a conditional use is approved for that residential use. Two, this property is in an area that has developed with a variety of uses, including a variety of large and small businesses, commercial and office uses, and residential development at various densities. There is a wide variety of zoning in the immediate area, including AR1, MR, GR, C1, CR1, and B1. There is a similar mixture of uses and zoning classifications within the nearby town of Millville as well. This conditional use is consistent with other zoning and land uses in the area. Three, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. It is in the coastal area according to the plan, which is a growth area. The plan states that medium and higher densities can be appropriate where, like here, there are features such as central water and sewer and nearby commercial uses and employment centers. The plan also states that a range of housing types should be permitted in the coastal area, including single-family homes, townhouses, and multifamily units. Four, the project has a density of 8.78 units per acre, which is lower than the maximum density that is permitted in the CR1 zoning district. Five, there are no resources or groundwater protection areas located within the property, and the applicant has provided an environmental assessment and public facility evaluation report. Six, DLDOT has stated that the proposed multifamily conditional use will have a negligible impact upon local area roadways. Seven, as part of the final site plan approval process, the stormwater management design will be reviewed and approved by the Sussex Conservation District, ensuring that the drainage system will be adequately designed and constructed to protect adjoining developments. Eight, the project will be served by central water and sewer systems. Nine, the proposed multifamily conditional use meets the purpose of the zoning ordinance in that it promotes the orderly growth of the county in an appropriate location. 10, there's no evidence that this will adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or community facilities. 11, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. 12, this recommendation subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 42 units within the development. B, all entrances, intersections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant and in accordance with DLDOT's determination. In addition, the area along the southeastern frontage of Roxana Road shall remain unobstructed so that first responders can access the development in the unlikely event that the main access is blocked. This shall be shown and noted on the final site plan. C, central sewer shall be provided by the development by Sussex County. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the Sussex County Engineering Department. D, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. E, stormwater management and erosion control and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the projects shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these fixtures. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. F, the tax ditch easements and right-of-way as amended shall be shown on the final site plan and shall be maintained in a meadow-like manner consistent with DNREC's requirements for tax ditches. G, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards and sidewalks shall be installed that connect with the multimodal paths required by DLDOT. H, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Geographical Information Office. I, the applicant shall consult with the local school district transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. The location of such a bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. J, a 6-foot-high vinyl fence shall be installed along the common boundary line with the adjacent tax parcel number 134-11.00-201.00. K, construction, site work, and delivery shall only occur on the site between the hours of 7 a.m. through 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. No Sunday hours are permitted. A 24-inch by 36-inch notice sign confirming these hours in English and Spanish shall be prominently displayed at the site entrance during construction. L, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design, including the tax ditch easement meadow. M, all lighting on the site shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. N, the final site plan shall state that agricultural activities exist nearby and it shall include the agricultural use protection notice. O, the final site plan shall depict or note these conditions of approval And it shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex Planning and Zoning Commission.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use 2516 Roxanna Apartments LLC. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, for the reason and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 4-0.